Good evening, sir and madame. Welcome to the Halloween party. The other guests are already inside. Please, walk this way.
Chris, I'm not so sure about this. That butler is, like, uber creepy. This house is uber creepy. Let's just go home and hand candy out from our front stoop while we still can.
Honey, you know we can't do that. I got this special invitation to present about assistive technology at this Halloween party. You know I can't turn down a chance to present, especially with the book coming out and all. I need to get the word out, even if it is a spooky old haunted mansion like this.
Yeah, but you don't even know who sent you that invitation or what you're supposed to be presenting on. Please, let's get out of here. This place gives me the willies.
Look, let's just check it out. If at any time you want to leave, just say something like, I don't know, something like, "Ooh, now that's sharp," or "Wow, that looks sharp," or something like that. I'll take that as a code that we should leave.
Why would I say that? It's going to sound totally forced, Chris.
Nah, it's a Halloween party. There's bound to be someone with something sharp.
Okay. Why do I always let you talk me into these things?
That's the spirit, honey.
Yeah, well, you owe me.
The master and his other guests are in the study. I'm sure you'll find it most enlivening. Mr. Christopher Bouguet and his bride, Melissa. I introduce you to Count Edula.
Well, hello, Mr. Count. Hubba hubba.
I bid you a hearty welcome, Mr. Bouguet, and your lovely wife. True beauty is always appreciated in my manner.
Right, thanks. It's nice to meet you too, Count.
Do come in and sit yourself down. I expect you have a great many questions for me. I apologize for the cloak and dagger of the invitation, for you see, I wanted to make sure that I had you here as a special guest at my little soiree.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird, I must say. I mean, we didn't even know who sent us the invitation. No name, no contact information, nothing.
Igor, will you please attend to our other guests? They appear to be getting antsy. Perhaps hors d'oeuvres?
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
Yes, I do apologize for the lack of information on the invitation. I couldn't have you going off and Googling my name. I mean, if you had seen the Wikipedia entry about me, you might not have come. All lies and drivel, I assure you.
Really? Because back in August of this year, Wikipedia stated that they were going to, and I quote, add a layer of editorial review on articles about living people. There was a whole article about it in the New York Times. In fact, I've got a link to it over on my blog at attipscast.wordpress.com.
Please, Chris, don't be rude. Just look into his eyes. You can see that we can trust him.
Yes, you might be quite right about Wikipedia, but that doesn't necessarily apply to me. Now does it?
What are you talking about, Count?
Igor, I thought I asked you to attend to our guests.
I did, Master, but they ate all of the hors d'oeuvres. They are getting rambunctious.
Just take care of them, Igor. I need to get Mr. Bouguet's counsel. For you see, that is why I asked you here today, to help me with a little problem.
Problem? What sort of problem?
You see, I have some friends who I play online games with. Xbox, PlayStation, and some computer games. One of the games is a real-time strategy game about raising a zombie army to wipe out humanity. I play the evil ruler who wants to take over the world with my zombie hordes. My friends Frank, Victor, and Stein play against me, controlling different factions of the military, trying to thwart my advances.
Are your friends the ones not so patiently waiting on the other side of that door?
Precisely. They know that I invited you and that you can help me with a more tactical advantage.
Wow. It sounds like a really cool game. Who knew someone so handsome and debonair like yourself would be a computer geek?
Yeah, it sounds like a cool game, and I'd love to play it sometime. But really, how can I help? I mean, I've never played the game. I wouldn't know where to begin.
Oh, but you can help. I think just having a brainstorming session about a hypothetical zombie army would help me out-strategize my opponents. So, let me ask, if you were to build a hypothetical zombie army, where would you begin,
Well, geez, I don't know. I suppose I would start with plotting out where I'd start the attack. Kind of have a global map. Are you familiar with making tours in Google Earth? Google Earth is a free software program you can download and install on your computer. When you launch the program, you see a celestial view of the Earth. On the left-hand side, you see a search window. Type in any location, hit the magnifying glass icon, and watch as you zoom in to that location. Also on the left side of the screen, you'll find a section called Layers. Click on any of the boxes there to add additional features to what you see in your search. So, for instance, if you select the 3D buildings layer, when a three-dimensional image of a building is available, you'll see that building in, well, three dimensions. Try it by searching for any major city, like Chicago, and you'll see a three-dimensional representation of tons of different buildings, or try doing a search for one of the lighthouses along the Outer Banks. In more remote locations like that, you can really see the difference between the two-dimensional representation and the three-dimensional representation. That's just scratching the surface when it comes to layers. There's a street view layer that's awesome, where you can see, where available, a 360-degree digital image as if you were standing in that given location. It's wicked cool. Students, or in your case, zombies, who have trouble visualizing how tall something is, or what something might look like, or how a structure might appear in real life, can experience these places in a very tangential way. Using Google Earth before or after a field trip or community-based instructional trip can bring a totally new dimension to the learning experience. What's nice about Google Earth is that it's totally free. Students can download it at home to explore it on their own. Again, this is just scratching the surface of what it can do, as there are all different types of layers, including shipwrecks, weather conditions and forecasts, and global awareness.
Sounds interesting, but you mentioned something about tours. Can I use this for my zombies to know where to go?
Oh yeah, at the top of Google Earth you'll see this toolbar filled with icons. One of the icons is a little video camera. Just click on that video camera icon, and then the little red record button that appears. Then, make a recording of where you want the zombies to start and stop. The zombies could watch a new video each day to know which direction you want them to march. Just like teachers who can use this with students to give them a little video tour of where they're going or where they've been. Or, students and zombies can use this feature to demonstrate their knowledge. A student just records themselves traveling from place to place in Google Earth to demonstrate that they know how to get from location to location, and that they know where on the globe an event occurred or where a place is actually located. Heck, it's even an alternative way to tell a story. Instead of writing that essay on what they did over winter break, they can virtually take the teacher and other students to that location by showing it on Google Earth.
This is exactly the sort of information I need for my zombie army to take over.
You mean your hypothetical zombie army?
Yes, of course. Hypothetical, yes. Igor, please!
I'm on it, sir!
What other tools would you recommend, Mr. Bouguet?
Well, I suppose, once you plotted out the attack on Google Earth, the next step would be to make sure that your zombies are trained in everything they need to know. I mean, you'd need to be sure that they know exactly what they need to do. In school, we assess students' knowledge, so I suppose I'd give the zombies some sort of exam to make sure they're ready.
Zombies holding number two pencils and filling out Scantron forms? Hardly plausible, Chris.
No, you're right. There must be some other way to assess knowledge.
What about mystudio.com?
You mean mystudio.com? Great thinking, hun. Why don't you tell the count about it?
You see, mystudio.com, spelled mystudio.com, is a website that allows you to create assessments using all sorts of different media. There are different assessment types to choose from, but the one that I think is easiest and most relevant to students and zombies is the multiple choice type of assessment. Once you choose your assessment type, the website takes you through a series of questions to set up your quiz. It's like a quiz wizard that walks you through the creation, step by step. You can choose from different looks of your quiz, and you can add introductory media using text, an image, or video to give directions, which is perfect for zombies who might have trouble reading. You can also have text, an image, or video accompany each question, which means you could read each question aloud, save it as a video, and voila, you have much more accessible assessment. At the end of the assessment, a student can be presented with a scoreboard to see how well they did. Once you've finished creating your quiz, the website generates a unique URL for your quiz. Take the URL and distribute it to your zombies for them to take the quiz on your computers or on their own computers.
Yeah, honey, that's a great way to differentiate an assessment for individuals who might need some additional supports to read or understand a question. Great one!
I see your bride is as intelligent as she is beautiful. I hope I get to suck some more information from her before the night is through.
Any time, Count. I'm just glad I didn't stick my neck out there in vain. You're going to use this information, right?
I don't think I can control them much longer.
Igor, that incompetent fool!
Count, I don't want to keep your guests waiting, but I just had another thought. You're going to need a simple way to transmit information back and forth from your zombie commanders in the field. Have you heard of shorttext.com?
No, no, please, go on. I'm sure Igor can handle them.
Well, what Melissa said about how mystudio.com provides you with a URL so you can give that out to others to take the quiz reminded me of shorttext.com. Shorttext.com is a website that allows someone to either type or copy-paste text directly into it. Then, once they're ready, they click on the Create URL button to make a URL for that text. In the future, they just go back to that unique URL to access that text again. It's a handy way to save information. For instance, students who tend to lose things, like thumb drives or assignments, can post it to shorttext.com. Then, all they need is the URL to go get it again. Unlike a thumb drive, the URLs can be shared with a teacher or in a safe location that doesn't get transported to and from school. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some other tools on the net for organizing, but shorttext.com has a very simple interface, without lots of buttons or other functions, so it isn't very intimidating, which is why I like it, and which is why I think it might be perfect for correspondence with your zombie army.
Excellent, excellent! These are just the tools I needed to lead my zombie hordes to take over the world!
You mean hypothetical zombie hordes. What?! The zombies are real?
Yes. Chris, may I introduce to you my zombie army? And Melissa, let's have a look at that pretty neck.
Chris, those look sharp. Those look sharp. Those look sharp.
Brains, brains, brains.
Happy Halloween from the AT Tips Cast.